It's group therapy on the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
When a member of the Playhouse family needs that sage wisdom, that advice of the Playhouse family, they need group therapy today. That very person would be Brian. Brian, what are we talking about today there, bud?
So my son got in some trouble the other day. He was hanging out with his buddy, and turns out that his friend threw a rock through a window and got in pretty big trouble. And apparently my son had told him not to do it, and he was just there at the time. But they both got in trouble, and the other kid's parents are calling me saying that they think we should split the cost of the window. Since they were both, you know, got in trouble both there.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, well, it was their kid who did it. So, didn't seem quite right to me. So I'm wondering exactly how to handle this one.
All right. And we fully believe the story that you were presented, like your son told him, don't throw this rock.
He did.
Okay. Do you think he should have to pay for any of that window? I think the kid that threw the rock should have to pay for that window.
Yeah, the parents of the kid who threw the rock should have to pay for it. But also, what about whosever house that is? I don't know how homeowner insurance or any of that works. Is that covered? I don't know.
Kid throwing rocks through your window?
Yeah,
I doubt
I'm not
it.
Sure.
I'm thinking no. 237, it's text 35270. Do you think that Brian should at all have to front any of that, half of it is what he wants, for these people's window when he actually told his buddy, like, don't do that, and this other kid whips a rock through the window? I'd like to hear from the person that thinks yes. Who would that be?
The parents of the kid who threw the rock.
Yeah, well, yeah. Besides that, is there anybody thinking he should have to pay for that at all? Hi.
So his kid didn't do it. There's no reason why his kid should have to pay for it. I mean, I don't know what transpired beforehand, but it sounds to me like, you know, that kid is a bit of a troublemaker and the other kid got caught in the crossfire. And what's the valuable lesson? Pay for other people's bad behavior? I don't think so.
Yeah, text club kind of echoing you, to be honest, right out of the gate.
Yeah, people are saying it's not fair for him to have to pay it, especially if his son really did tell his friend not to throw the rock. People are saying, no, you tell those parents, your child is the one who threw the rock. You guys are going to be the ones who's going to pay for that.
Your thoughts for Brian this morning in the Playhouse's group therapy, 237. It's, you can text if you'd rather, if that's easier for you, 35270 with Lil Boothang on the Playhouse. Y94. Good morning, Y94, the number one hit music station, Playhouse in the morning. In the middle of group therapy this morning, trying to figure one out for Brian. Quick recap.
My son got in some trouble the other day. He was hanging out with his buddy, and turns out that his friend threw a rock through a window and got in pretty big trouble. And apparently my son had told him not to do it, and he was just there at the time. But they both got in trouble, and the other kid's parents are calling me saying that they think we should split the cost of the window, since they were both, you know, got in trouble both there. And I'm like, well, it was their kid who did it. So didn't seem quite right to me. So I'm wondering exactly how to handle this one.
Does he, you know, give any cash to this broken window, given the kids were playing together, but it was one that threw it, broke the window, while his kid's like, stop, don't do that, I'm the good kid here. Text club saying what, Amy Kay?
Someone did say, sadly, yes, he probably should, guilty by association. Another one saying guilty by association. One, you can't prove your kid actually said don't throw the rock. Two, if you end up paying, it's not actually for the window, it's for punishment, for hanging out with somebody you shouldn't be hanging out with. That's his lesson. Another person said this exact same thing happened to me when I was a kid. 30 years later, I agree. Your kid has to learn now that if he doesn't want to throw the rock, he has to choose your friends wisely. Kids do stupid stuff, but he was there. Learn, move on, make your kid work it off.
And what are we thinking for Brian there? You owe anybody money or nah?
Yeah, he should definitely not split the bill. I mean, if the other kid threw the rock, then they've got to take on that responsibility, because you know if it was flipped around, they would be saying that he should pay the whole bill.
There you go. Thank you. Good morning.
Okay, now I'm going to have a controversial opinion on this because I think that everybody's going to say, oh, only the kid that threw the rock should have to pay, because that seems to be the most obvious answer. Like, that makes sense. That's what I wanted to say initially. But I think that the other parents might actually be onto something, because what that would teach his little boy is to be really careful about who he chooses as friends, because he could get caught up in guilty by association kind of thing. So it might actually be a really important lesson for him to learn at a young age.
So the lesson you're teaching is, you know, careful the company you keep, son, because look what happens.
You know, I mean, they might be onto something. Initially, I thought, no way. It's just the kid that threw the rock. But then they might be right. And no one, you know, neither parent was actually there to witness it. So
we are getting arguments on either side, I suppose.
I'm kind of like her. I kind of switched. At first, I thought they shouldn't pay. But you know what? He was hanging out with the kid. It is a lesson for his son to learn. Make him do yard work, chores around the house, pay off half. It does suck for the dad that he's going to have to pay some of this window bill, but
does, yeah.
It's going to teach his son a lesson.
More of that kind of thing is coming in from the looks of it.
Yeah, someone said this happened to us. Our kids were up and down. They didn't do it, but both parties did pay half. Yes, you do need to pay. Your kid was still there. He needs to learn about the friends he's keeping, and it's a lot of the guilty by association. Make the kid pay chores, whatever he needs to. He needs to know that this is an issue that's not just going to go away.
What are we thinking we're going to do here, Brian? Are you going to cough up the cash? Have the kid cough up the cash, just not pay? What's the plan?
I think I'm going to tell them that they should pay for it, you know?
Okay.
My kid was there being the voice of reason and was in the wrong place, the wrong time.
All right, so you're kind of sticking your guns and just going to be like, no, thank you. Okay.
I mean, yeah, stick your ground, but maybe don't let your kid hang out with that other child anymore.
It's also true. Mm. Man, I would make sure I was pretty dang sure that my kid was this voice of reason that you
yes.
keep pointing him out. Because some, you know, some kids just sort of say, I told him not to, and that maybe didn't quite play out that way.
Sure you did.
That'd be the one thing where I'm like, okay, before I tell these people, I'm not giving them a cent. Are you sure you weren't part of this?
And make sure your son learns a lesson from it, whether it's not hanging out with that kid or you have to teach him something.
You know what? These people get stuck with that bill. They might not want him hanging out with your kid.
That's true.
You know, that's also a possibility.